Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and tonight we are talking Captain's Lounge and late week pickups. But we do have an apology from one salty statesman. It's his birthday early in the week, so I don't know if he's still partying on having Tassie, Pino and Salmon, or if he's a bit worried about playing me in the Listener League this week. But Steve, welcome to you, pal.
G'day, Chino. Yeah, it's been a massive, massive time since a few days since the last show, but how's the old statesman? It's his birthday, and he's just, he's obviously, maybe he just dropped dead because he's that old.
It is quite possible.
But Jono, big, really interesting. I can't believe the blowback we got on Twitter from the Anzac Biscuit hate. Like, Anzac Biscuits are terrible. How are people defending them?
I like Anzac Biscuits.
What?
Oh yeah.
Must be living with, like, what century is this?
It's like every year you get the hot crust buns once a year. You get your Anzac Biscuits once a year, even though they do sell them 365. So I love them.
Anzac biscuits are terrible. Hot cross buns are terrible also. Why would you put... Why do people insist on putting fruit into things?
Well, you can buy the choc chip.
They have moved with the times. I will give them that. But people really fired up about the Anzac biscuits.
It certainly was. But hey, that's what we're here for. We love to have a bit of a debate, whether it's about food, wine, or in footy in general. But a bit of news coming out this week from the footy. Teams have dropped. But... as we heard early in the day, Jesse Hogan will not play with the passing of his father. Sincerest condolences to Jesse and his family. We hope to see him return to the footy field real soon. Matty Boyd's been rested from the Western Bulldogs. And Pierce Hanley, not having a real good time since moving to the Gold Coast Suns. He took a little leave of absence after his brother sadly passed away. And then he comes back and he's out until round 10 with a bruised heel. So... can't cop a break right about now, so all the best for Pierce Hanley. But the traders, they dropped their DPP changes throughout the week. There was about 25 of them, but we're only just going to go through ones that we think really matter if you're playing a keeper league and you got the changes there. Zach Jones has added midfield status. Kieran Jack, carrying that injury, has added forward status, so liking him a hell of a lot more now that he's got that forward status. Reece Conker's added defender status. Brandon Ellis has added defender status, but not having quite as good a year with the Tigers changing their game plans. Big surprise, Robbie Gray with forward status there. Cam Guthrie, been waiting this to happen, getting that defender status. Love him even more as a defender there than a midfield. Michael Barlow as a forward. Love that pick right there. And the only way I'm interested in this guy, Mitch Robinson, also adding forward status. Your thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, I thought Mitch Robinson was interesting getting the forward status. He's certainly worth adding as a forward. I'm still curious as to Blixarves, man. I really thought he would have got ruck status. Obviously, we know Ultimate Footy makes some more DPP additions soon. I got to think that he gets it there, and probably with the round 12 one with your AFL Fantasy as well.
Yeah, I suppose you can't give every player... DPP straight away, so they just hold back on a few, but certainly see for Blixarves coming up in the next week and then round 12.
Yeah, and Cam Guthrie is really interesting. I'd be making a play for him. I've picked him up in our own league, Jono, but he doesn't even have defender status in that. I just think he'll start to roll through a little bit better form.
Well, that is a super coach, and they are about 15 years behind, so maybe in 2 years' time he'll get defender status.
I really hope they don't ever start doing that.
No, the teams have dropped, and we'll just go through them quickly. Those who are fantasy relevant, as I said before, Matty Boyd.
Sharon Burke!
Calm down, just calm down. Matty Boyd out, being rested. Cyril Rioli out with a hip injury. Hasn't been performing that well anyway this year, so maybe that's got something to do with it. Jago O'Meara back in. Kobe Stevens, if you've been holding on to him, he's finally playing, people, so... well done to you if you have been holding on to him, or check him out if he's on your waiver wire at all. No return of Tom Hickey. So if you've got Billy Longer, or like myself with Tom Hickey, look for another ruckman. But I'll get to the next one. Matty Cruiser, maybe he's in the pool. I can grab him. He's back in at the expense of Andrew Phillips. And Nick Graham, he's a player we've spoken about before on the Draft Doctors as sort of a plug and play. So against Brisbane, I don't know if it's going to be
Sydney.
Sydney, sorry. So he'd be a great pickup. I went one team ahead there. Sydney could be a great. It will be a great contested game. So pick up Nick Graham to lay some tackles for you.
Yeah, not me, buddy. Not me.
No. In for the Swans, you got Nick Newman back, the Statesman's boy, finally back in. Brandon Jack also getting a run with Kieran Jack out with that injury.
Yeah, that hashtag injury. Right. Hashtag.
The Cutler is back. Tommy Cutts back in the team after that with a hamstring injury. Bastanac being dropped. He was quite ordinary on the weekend. In for Port Adelaide, you've got Hamish Hartlett and Homsch. We actually thought Archie might get a run this week, and Steve will, if you check out the website, you'll see that Steve has written about him in his Dozen Deals article. In for the West Coast Eagles, you've got Sam Mitchell and Jonathan Giles to help out Vardy there in the ruck against Big Sandy in the local derby or derby, depending where you're from. Jamie Cripps out. That's an interesting one. I thought he'd been going pretty well the last couple of weeks.
No, he's injured. He's out for like 2 months.
Oh, was he? I didn't see that.
Bad injury.
Your boy Sean Higgins in, and the great white hope Jed Anderson also in at the expense of Swallow and Lindsay Thomas. You might think that could be the end for Andrew Swallow, considering the way North Melbourne are going. David Swallow out for all you salary cappers out there who happen to listen to this show. And moving on to the Sunday games for Essendon, Big Tommy Bell Chambers in for Leuenberger, who's been rested. I don't get the Aaron Francis one who was rested after one game. I mean,
he's pooped, Jono. He's pooped.
And James Kelly also rested, waiting for round 8 where he's going to play his 300th game, which will be against Geelong. So pretty fitting right there. James Stewart playing his first game. Jordan Lewis comes back in after suspension. Tommy Bug, Mitch Hannon also named on the extended interchange with Hogan, Tim Smith and Spencer out. In for the Cats on the extended interchange, you got Reece Stanley, Tommy Ruggles, Buse and Menegola back from suspension, with Dan Menzel being managed. Seems to be the new go-to word these days. Collingwood, yeah, nothing really of note there. Nah, just kidding. We got Matthew Schoenberg named on the extended interchange.
Woohoo!
Who might come in for Ben Reid, the ghost, who is being managed. 2 games in a couple of weeks for him. Might not do good for his hamstrings there. But Lyndon Dunn, do you reckon we'll see him play this week?
I think he will, because they've got a couple of pretty big forwards, the Cats, so it does make sense if Reed's out. But my God, you know, Jono, that's what's going to turn it around for Bucks. Lyndon Dunn.
Hey, Chris Mayne's been named on the extended interchange as well. Another high recruit as well.
Yeah, you're looking at the bench. You got Chris Mayne and Levi Greenwood's names back to back. And you're like, oh my God, that's a, it's like half, it's like $800,000 right there.
Yep. And coming into the last game of the round, you got the Crows v the Tigers. Josh Jenkins named on the extended interchange with Riley Knight out. And new for the Crows, you've got Miles Poholke, or do the hokey pokey, as I'm going to call him from now on.
Nice.
And for the Tigers, you got Steve Morris. I don't know why he's getting a game. Townsend and Nick Floston with no outs as of yet.
I think the Tigers have to name Steve Morris every now and again. Otherwise, he just gets depressed, Jono.
It's in his contract, is it?
But I would think if the Tigers are going to keep this streak alive, that Steve Morris has to be out. I'm really disappointed Reece Palmer didn't get named, Jono. Carlton are clearly in the tank. They see when Reece comes in, they win, and they've just banished him since.
Wait till the end of the year when a few of those young kids are tired, hit the wall, and then he'll just slide back in and just smash it up and get another contract, you'd think.
I'll go on a winning streak.
But it's interesting they put Townsend in ahead of Anthony Miles as well.
It's only the extended bench. Like, who cares?
I know it is, but Miles has actually been pretty well in the VFL, so interesting.
Again, you've got to keep their confidence up a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you were the 101st draft pick traded for him, so
Yeah. Hey, 101st. Jono, we forgot. This is the 101st show. We forgot to even mention it. Oh,
great segue. Segue. Woohoo.
Nailed it. That's totally meant. Yeah, 100th show last week.
Yeah, we are totally on ball about that one. So 100 shows. Thanks, everyone, for listening and subscribing and downloading the show. We really appreciate it and all the feedback. And if you do want to send us a nice little congratulations and pat on the back, you can do that by checking us out on social media, where we are on Twitter, at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check us out on Facebook. Just search in The Draft Doctors and we'll come up there. Or check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, where you can see Steve's a dozen deals for round 5. So a few interesting ones there where we spoke about Brandon Archie, Andy Otten, and a few others.
I can't believe Archie didn't get named.
No, well, even Kane Corns came out on Twitter and said, yep, he's going to be named, so...
Oh, mate, here we just go to another club, buddy. Go to another club, get a run.
Go play with your brother up on the Gold Coast. That'd be pretty exciting.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Pierce Hanley might never come back.
No, that's right. But moving on now, we are talking late-week pickups and our captain's lounge. And to kick us off with our captains, Steve, fire away, Pearl.
All right. As people know, I've got my 6 teams, and my captain's from there. Number one, he's becoming just an every-week option, though, Jono. It's getting a bit easy, quite frankly. But Ollie Wines, man, Port Adelaide playing Brisbane. He turned up in both games against Brisbane last year in both formats. He's absolutely smashing it this year. I think it's just the lay-down Mazaire. If you've got Ollie Wines in your team, unless you've got danger, you are probably captaining him. Now, Jono, we know we like to do 2 reasonably good ones and a risk it for the biscuit captain, but this week I've gone a little bit different. I've gone 2 risk it for the biscuits, but 1 dream team and 1 super coach, okay? So my dream team captain option is Josh Kelly from the GWS. We know they're playing Western Bulldogs Friday night in Canberra. That's going to be nice and warm.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
But Josh Kelly's, we know midfielders against the Western Bulldogs generally perform pretty well. You saw 3 of the Brisbane midfielders last week go 124-plus in Dream Team. Kelly's averaging 27 disposals, 104 Dream Team. Last time GWS played in Canberra, he scored 127 Dream Team. This game's good for Josh Kelly. I think, you know, like we said, the Dogs give it up to the midfielders like a single mum gives it up at Davies over 28s on a Friday night, Jono, down at Frankston.
Wow, not for much longer. Davies will not be there because apparently it's going to be turning into a James Squire brew house.
There's some upside, but there's also quite a lot of downside.
Well, they'll just all move up to Mornington.
my risk it for the biscuits supercoach is also in the same match, Jonathan.
Ooh.
Shane Mumford, supercoach.
Oh, what? You don't think Tommy Campbell's going to stand up to him?
No, I don't. He's just absolutely destroying it. The only ruck who hasn't killed it against the Bulldogs this year was Naismith, although you could say Grundy had a poor match. He still scored in the 90s, but that was with Mason Cox. We know his score was worse. Last week, you had Steph Martin go very nicely. But Mumford's having a cracker of a year in Supercoach. His last 4 games, Jono, 97 in round 2, 137 in round 3, 133 in round 4, and 126 last week. He is the dominant tap ruckman in this competition this year.
Nah, love it whatsoever. And when we do talk about the captains, not everyone in your league, or when you're in your team, owns Dangerfield or 5, so you don't have that auto captain each week. So we're just going that next tier down, and with that next tier,
just sorry, John, I had to cut it off. I was looking at we had the Port playing Brisbane this week.
Yes.
And we're looking at, I always look at the historical data. Last time Port Adelaide played Brisbane, there was a gentleman who scored 124 Dream Team and 132 Supercoach, top scoring for the match. Do you know who that man was?
Ollie Wines.
Right team. He's one of our favourites.
No.
Yes, he's
retired now. Old Johnny Butch.
Hashtag retired. Johnny Butch lit it up last time.
Stream those key forwards against the...
we were on it too.
We were. But My captains this week are kicking off with Tommy Mitchell. Has a pretty good record against the Saints, going 116 average in Dream Team and 93 Supercoach. Mind you, he's only played twice, so not too much to go on there. Hey, the Saints don't tag. The Hawks are back. They're back, people, if you believe in the hype. So get on Tommy Mitch. He can't kick to save his life, but he'll get you those handballs, no worries. My next guy is Rory Sloan. Now, playing against the Tigers on Sunday afternoon, he only averages 83 Dream Team and 91 Supercoach. And he's never tonned up in Dream Team against Richmond and only the 2 tons in Supercoach. You're thinking, why the hell am I picking Rory Sloan? Well, you look at his 5 games so far this year. He's had 1 score under 100 in both formats. And in Dream Team, the rest have been 120+. And in Dream Team, the other 4 have been 130+. This guy is on fire at the moment. So lock in Rory Sloan. The Tigers aren't tagging. It's going to be a hot contest. Looking forward to it. Grab Rory Sloan. My next guy, my Captain Risky for this week, it's a Geelong midfielder. It's not Patrick Dangerfield. It's not Joel Selwood. It's Mitch Duncan. This guy's had a hot start to the year. He's only averaging 89 in Dream Team and 98 in Supercoach against the Pies. But he's averaging about 30 disposals a game so far this year. And his last 3 scores in Dream Team against the Pies are 105, 137, and 122. And in Supercoach, that's 142, 153, and 116. So we've got the potential to go real big against the Pies this week.
That is a great call, John. I love those numbers. That's if you're playing a bit of draft styles or money ball, that'd be a nice pick as well, you'd imagine.
You would imagine, for sure. But if you are loving the show, please do check us out. We are on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Leave us a review. Hit the subscribe button. We love it when you do leave a review. We don't have one from iTunes or anything this week, but we do have one from Facebook. It's from Corey Hodge. He says, guys, you're doing a great job and really appreciate the effort you guys put in each week and sending out 2 pods. That's massive. So thank you very much to Corey. We do it for you guys, and please keep on the feedback coming through. We do really appreciate it. But moving on now to our late week pickups, where you might be looking to stream that fifth forward or defender, grabbing someone out of the pool. And when we do talk about that, these people, we have the 65% rule. So 65% and less, just to give everyone a great opportunity to pick these players up. Steve, fire away.
Yeah, I've only got a few, Jono. My number, a late pickup I like, actually, and I've picked him up in our own league, you might have noticed, is Ben Brown from North Melbourne, the forward. Old Sideshow Bob's only in 25% of teams, so he's available in most leagues. Key forwards against Geelong have actually been pretty damn handy. I did write it up in the Dozen Deals article as a great ad, and he did ton up against the Gold Coast last year. We know they're a bit light on for key defenders at the moment, so I think Ben Brown's a pretty handy pick. And
mind it.
A defender I like this week, mainly for your super coach, is Lockie Henderson. We talk every week about using defenders against Collingwood, and the reason is because they score well every week. Collingwood are one of the highest inside 50 teams every week. They're actually ranked 5th per game, but they're kicking the least amount of goals in the competition. Can you believe that? So that just means there's rebound 50s galore. But Lockie Henderson's actually been going pretty nicely. He's only in 42% of teams on Ultimate Footy. I can see intercept marks. He did score 88 Supercoach against Collingwood last year. But the thing is, with Geelong, a lot of these defenders are already owned. Like Mackie's already owned. Tui's already owned. We know Guthrie tends to play behind the ball as a midfielder. He's already owned. So Henderson is actually someone you can pick up and play. And I also kind of like, I'm not sure what sort of game time you'll get, but I also like Jack Sinclair against the Hawks. This guy's been cutting it up, and we've seen a lot of glimpses of his talent. I certainly like that he's getting a chance in this match, and I actually expect him to do pretty well. We know Pacey mids have been going pretty well against the Hawks lately, so I think he's a bit of a, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a long reach, but that's what we're talking, Jono. the late pickups. Yeah.
Kicking off my late week pickup is Michael Johnson, defender from Fremantle. Only in 35% of the leagues. Coming back off those many injuries from last year, but he's really seemed to hit a bit of form. And he's playing backup ruckman to Aaron Sanderland. So we've seen Freo haven't brought in a Griffin or anything like that. So really liking Michael Johnson to keep those scores going. Next guy is Andy Otten. 32% owned defender. He's more your super coach scorer, but he's putting in some really nice scores there in Ultimate Footy and Dream Team as well. Steve does talk about him in his dozen deals this week, so be sure to check that out on the draftdoctors.com.au website. I've also got Jeffy Garlett. He's 32% owned forward. We saw what the small forwards did against... the Magpie small forwards did against Essendon on the weekend. So Jeffy Garlett's quite capable to bob up and grab a kick about three or four goals and grab about 15, 20 possessions. So I don't mind that at all. I've got Billy Hartung, 44% owned. Play him as an M7. He's only 44% owned. He's going to get some nice scores for you. Not great, but some nice scores. And as we said before, Nick Graham. He's a mid-forward, owned by 36%. If you're really struggling for a forward in a nice contested game, pick him up or stash him on the bench.
Small forwards have actually gone pretty well against Sydney this year, John. I'm not sure this is the matchup they'll blow it up in, but they have been going well.
Yeah. Oh, they've been good for a half.
Well, I mean, you know, Toby Green was very good last week, and, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. But that's all my late week pickups for this week. Steve, I believe we have a few questions this week.
Yeah, we got some questions through the Facebook mainly, Jono. Twitter's a bit quiet, which is unusual. But Mitchell asks, who at Sydney is most likely to suffer when Jared McVay returns, if he ever does return from death?
I really don't see anyone struggling too much. I think they're going to use Jared as a bit player and... they're going to give all the kids the opportunity in the world, so I don't see anyone taking a bump, really. Maybe Nick Newman, but they're going to give him every opportunity, I think, to play.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And what do you think Jared McVay's average will be, Kendall asks?
If I had him, I would love an 85-plus.
I was thinking 85 myself. That seems about right.
Yeah. Like, he's, what is he, 30-odd now? He's slowing down. He's getting the old man soft tissue injuries. So I'd be happy with an 85 from him.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect it to him to come in and bash it out either. I think it's a slow burn. But it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this team because we know Zach Jones has been going pretty well, but Dane Rampey's going to come back in as soon as he's fit.
Yep.
They're going to have some selection decisions to make.
Well, that's the thing. Does McVay get in? And we did see him play a tiny bit forward last year, so that's an option as well if he's just floating on a wing in the half forward pocket or something like that. So very, very interesting to one to watch with the Sydney and Jared McVay.
Yeah, I think Zach Jones might be coming up in a sell article soon. We know they played Collingwood last week and he went well, but anyway, Ren asks, who should I trade Gary? Oh, should I trade Gary Ablett Jr. for Luke Parker? He's a Parker fan, and he thinks he'll come good, but Gary Ablett is going quite well.
Well, as you've seen the last 2 weeks, if you've checked out the website, draftdoctors.com.au, Steve's been putting out his dozen deals each week where he talks about holding, buying, and selling players, and Steve's saying grab Luke Parker with both hands if you can. The Swans draw does open up, so that scoring should return that we've seen in the previous years from Luke.
It's a tough one. I think I would. Yeah, Gary Ablett's a pretty good player. I know he's going well, but can you trust Gary Ablett, Jono?
You cannot. I mean, what's he played like a dozen games in 2 years where Parker's missed one or two?
I think I would. Gary, and interesting. Gary Ablett's not the super coach monster he once was, Jono.
No, he's certainly come back to the pack this year.
Yeah. Greg asks, any buy low, sell high candidates we can think of?
Sell high if you've got an Andy Otten. I'm not sure what Hoskin Elliott's value might carry still. I mean, I had it was a wet game and not the conditions for him, but seems to be tapering off a little bit. They're probably the two off the top of my head.
Yeah, I agree on Andy Otten, certainly. Brad Ebert's an interesting one, isn't it, Jono? He's burning it up early days.
Yeah.
Would you consider him a sell candidate? I mean, we've seen him start hot before and then taper away, but, I mean, he looks fantastic. He's getting good minutes in the middle.
Well, that's it. He's involved in all the plays now. Robbie Gray spending a lot more time forward, so he's, as you said, getting those minutes in the midfield. So I'd look to trade him because we do know he starts well and drops off, where someone like a Josh Kennedy starts slow and picks up in the second half of the year. So
yeah,
maybe look to get something done there.
Yeah, and we've got some good buy highs, buy lows, sorry, in the article. Jack Stevens a really interesting buy low, Jono. He's only had the 3 games, hasn't scored particularly well, but they've all been losses. And if you look back at his numbers, he actually scores so much better. I mean, it's easy to say people score better in wins, but he gets a 12-point bump on his average last year in wins. You'd think the Saints are going to get some wins this year. So you think that's going to turn around? He did miss those 2 games, so maybe the Jack Stephen owner's getting a little bit antsy. I'd certainly float an offer. And Josh Jenkins, I reckon, is a great option.
Yeah, certainly. That forward line's absolutely purring at the moment. And we saw last week someone in our listener league got frustrated and decided to throw Jack Stephen in the pool. So
he's unbelievable.
And our old mate, we got Big Cox. He was waiver wire number 2. Didn't quite grab him.
What?
Didn't get him with pick 2.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Hey, I was pick 4. I was fingers crossed and everything.
Yeah, I think Josh Jenkins is interesting. I certainly want a piece of that Adelaide forward line. And I know he's back in this week probably, but he's going to be the one that's going to cost you the least. They've got a pretty reasonable draw, certainly got a good finals draw. And his average kind of looks funny because he had the good week 1, but then got injured early in week 2. So his average is low, but it's only because he got injured at the start of a game.
Yeah, that's right. But now, I do like the Josh Jenkins one as well.
But yeah, keep checking out the article every week. We've certainly got some great options there. And Greg also asked, can we discuss expectations for some players who've missed the start of the season, like Steve Coniglio, Jono?
Coniglio, I would love to see go that 105, 110 average that we saw him get last year, but you probably won't see that to the back end of the year, so I'd say low to mid 100s.
I don't think Coniglio is going to average 100. There's my hot take right now.
Wow, big hot take.
Mitch Wallace?
Well, he's in the mid forward. Does he get a game? That's the first question.
Big question.
That is the first question, but if he does, 85, 90, he's probably tops.
Yeah, man, I must have had my salty pills this morning, because I reckon he's a low 80s.
Yeah, I can see it, but I'm being the optimistic here on the high end.
Yep. Lockie Whitfield?
I am an owner of Lockie Whitfield in our league of record. I demand a 95 average. I said demand, but I'm not high on that. I'll probably go an 85, 90, I reckon.
Yeah, that seems pretty. Yeah, in the ballpark. Jared McVeigh, we spoke about 85. What about Brett Deledio?
What's that song? Am I ever gonna see your face again?
Yeah, and the listeners know the rest of that.
Yeah, that's why we're a clean show. We are a clean show.
Yeah, they can fill in the blanks.
Oh, Deledio. It's too hard to pick because haven't seen him in the JLT series. Toby Green's firing. Stevie J is doing his bit. Jeremy Cameron and Patton and Monsters. And when does he get in? When they play finals? If I had a guess, I'd say 90s.
It's unbelievable. I mean, people laughed at me, but I said they could drop Jevon Smith for him. But that's where he's going to play.
Yeah, exactly right. And Devin Smith hasn't been horrible, so.
Yeah. And what about this guy? One last one, Jono. Scott Lysette.
Oh, big man, take a bit of time. Look, people were grabbing him sitting there. Look, an 85 would be my expectation. But when does he come back? What is he, 4 to 4, 5 weeks away?
Yeah, apparently a month away.
So after the bye rounds is probably when we see him hit his form. So yeah, 85 to a 90, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I could see a 90. I could see a 90 with him. I think he's certainly worth owning.
It depends on how much ruck time he does get and how he goes with Vardy as well. If it's going to be a one ruck combination or two ruck, that's my concern.
I think Lysett will play on his own, I reckon.
Mm. When fit, he's a great ruckman.
Yeah. And Corey asks our thoughts on Andy Otten.
In what regards?
Corey thinks that his score is a bit inflated due to the goals he's been scoring. I guess, you know, what do you want to do with Andy Otten?
Oh, okay. Well, if you check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, check out Steve's A Dozen Deals. He talks about selling Andy Otten. As he says, the return of Josh Jenkins coming up. His scores have been slightly inflated. We don't know. And then if he does get put down back, he'll play that lockdown role, which is really going to affect his scores. I mean, Talia, if he misses again, will he take that spot? So it's a good time to sell him.
Well, yeah, I think it's a great time to sell him. They haven't omitted Talia at this point either. So, and they have named Otten in the forward line. It's really interesting. But I'm with Corey. I think he's a little bit overinflated with the goals he's been getting. I don't think it's sustainable. So I certainly think he's a good sell high candidate.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you very much for the questions. If you do want to check us out on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check us out on Facebook, where we are at The Draft Doctors. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au.
Yeah, and just if anyone's interested, later today I'll be watching the mock draft, the NFL draft on my couch from 10 o'clock. I'll be tweeting. So if you want to get involved in that, I'll be pretty drunk most of the morning.
I was going to say by about 10:35, those tweets are going to go downhill quickly.
Yeah, when the Colts are on the clock at like 12:30, it's not going to be pretty. It's a good thing Mrs. Fizz is away.
I was listening to SEN this yesterday morning, and Sam McClure, I'm not a big fan of him, but he broke that next year we might see live trading for the AFL draft. Apparently, a few of the head honchos of the AFL there at the NFL draft for this year and checking it out. So picks could be live traded.
Yeah, and it makes sense because the AFL copy literally everything the NFL does.
That's true.
But one thing we know about the NFL, Jono, the first round has become a television event, and the AFL want the AFL to be at the forefront of everyone's minds all year round. Well, if there's more drama during the draft, people might actually watch the draft.
Yeah, well, it's on Foxtel at the moment, and, you know, if we do go to live trading of picks and players and whatnot, a free-to-air channel can pick that up and make it a spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it'll happen because just the drama that is the television, you know, with all the moves that are going on.
And look at the drama we get just for trading future picks right now. I mean, if it's televised, oh my God, it'd be anarchy.
There'll be beers through TV screens. There'll be punch ups. There'll be tweet sack bucks. Oh wait, that's already happening. Sorry, I forgot.
You've already started that, have you?
I haven't started it. I'm just, you know, I'm bipartisan on Twitter, man. Except for Anzac biscuits. Screw them.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Good luck in your leagues this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.